So, a guy is riding in the first-class cabin of a train in Spain, and he notices, to his delight, that he's sitting next to Pablo Picasso. Gathering up his courage, he turns to the master and says, "Señor Picasso, you are a great artist, but why is all your art, all modern art, so screwed up? Why don't you paint reality instead of these distortions?" Picasso hesitates for a moment and asks, "So, what do you think reality looks like?" The man grabs his wallet and pulls out a picture of his wife. "Here, like this. It's my wife." Picasso takes the photograph, looks at it, and grins. "Really? She's very small and flat, too." This book is about love and art and change and fear. It's about overcoming a multi-generational conspiracy designed to sap your creativity and restlessness. It's about leading and making a difference, and it's about succeeding. I couldn't have written this book 10 years ago, because 10 years ago, our economy wanted you to fit in. It paid you well to fit in, and it took care of you if you fit in. Now, like it or not, the world wants something different from you. We need to think hard about what reality looks like now. What if you could learn a different way of seeing, a different way of giving, a different way of making a living? And what if you could do that without leaving your job? This is not a program for the wild-haired crazies your company keeps in a corner. It's a program for you, your boss, and your employees, because the best future available to us is a future where you contribute your true self and your best work. Are you up for that? One promise. The world to come, and this program, is neither small nor flat. You are a genius. If a genius is someone with exceptional abilities and the insight to find the non-obvious solution to a problem, you don't need to win a Nobel Prize to be one. A genius looks at something that others are stuck on and gets the world unstuck. So the question is, have you ever done that? Have you ever found a shortcut that others couldn't find? Solved a problem that confounded your family? Seen a way to make something work that wasn't working before? Made a personal connection with someone who was out of reach to everyone else? Even once? No one is a genius all the time. Einstein had trouble finding his house when he walked home from work every day. But all of us are geniuses sometimes. The tragedy is that society, your school, your boss, your government, your family, keeps drumming the genius part out. The problem is that our culture has engaged in a Faustian bargain in which we trade our genius and artistry for stability. This time, it's personal. The system we grew up with is a mess. It's falling apart at the seams, and a lot of people I care about, maybe you, are in pain because the things we thought would work don't. Every day, I meet people who have so much to give but have been bullied enough or frightened enough to hold it back. They have become victims, pawns in a senseless system that uses them up and discards them. Most of my other books are about the external, about the things organizations do to make great products or spread important ideas. This program, however, is different. It's about a choice, and it's about your life, not your organization. This program is a personal manifesto, a plea from me to you. I'm asking you to stop complying with the system and start drawing your own map. Stop settling for what's good enough and start creating art that matters. Stop asking what's in it for you and start giving gifts that change people. Then, and only then, will you have achieved your potential. For hundreds of years, the population has been seduced, scammed, and brainwashed into fitting in, following instructions, and exchanging a day's work for a day's pay. That era has come to an end, and just in time. You have brilliance in you, a contribution you can make, and art you can create. Once you understand the history of how we got here and the enormity of the lie we've been sold, I'm hoping you'll stand up and choose to make a difference.